Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. In a winning week, we have game balls to award. I know Larry likes this. The offensive lineman had a great game. David Bakhtiari, Brian Bulaga getting game balls. Were they the road graders up front to kind of set the tone for this whole thing, Mike?
You know, really, I thought our whole offensive line played well, but, you know, our two tackles in particular, you know, David and Brian, were probably their best performances of the year. So they really stood out. Two good defensive ends, ability to run them high and wide pretty much the whole game.
You know, Mike, I was looking at the defensive tape and particularly focusing in on Casey Hayward. I didn't think he had a minus play all day long. He, terrific game for him, huh?
Definitely. And it might have been Casey's best game of the year, too. No, I thought Casey and Devon House played exceptional against Carolina. They both stepped up with their opportunity. And, you know, Casey obviously had the big interception. So, well done, Casey.
Special teams goes to Jarrett Bush. He's always a special teams ace.
Absolutely.
And was there a little more edge to him as well, playing his former team, Carolina? Did that factor into it as well?
That's a great point. I mean, it was, 9 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
But, I forgot about it, actually. But Jarrett's the same guy every day. I mean, just the way he practices, the way he prepares. And, the one image I have of Jarrett Bush I'll never forget is our new stay program on Fridays, where you basically have meetings and the players go through all these rehab sessions and get massages and things like that. And so at the end of the day, I'm walking down a tunnel and there's Jarrett. He's got a weight jacket on. And he's walking through the loading dock. I said, "Where are you going?" He says, "I got to run the steps." I said, whoa. You know, we're supposed to have, you know, supposed to soft tissue treatment, everything. He goes, "No, coach, I got to go run the steps." So he goes out and runs the stadium steps. And I'm like, you can't stop this guy. So that's Jarrett Bush. So,
you know what's amazing about Jarrett, Mike, is that he's got a target on his back. Everybody knows
absolutely.
He's a superlative cover man, and yet he's always the first guy down when everybody's trying to get him blocked.
He did a great job, too. And he just, you know, setting the leverage, the big tackle there when we were backed up on the punt. So, yeah, Jarrett played extremely well.
Next up, we get you ready for the Saints. You are watching the Mike McCarthy Show.
Mike McCarthy's wardrobe supplied by Montopoly.
And welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. We'll get you ready for New Orleans. Mike, the Saints, 2-4, but you look at it, they're 2-0 at home. Their losses have come on the road, so this should be a tough game against maybe not a desperate opponent, but an opponent that needs a win.
Definitely. I mean, they're a very good football team. That's an extremely tough environment to play in down there in the Superdome, so that'll be a challenge. You look at their four losses, really three of them, I think, about, 3 points or less. So this is going to be a big challenge on Sunday Night Football. It's a great environment. We want to play in big-time games. This is what it's all about, and this will be an exciting night for us.
Mike, after a game like you guys just played, what's the theme of the week? What do you put out there as you get ready for the Saints?
Well, kind of still working on it. I got actually two or three in my head. I think it's important for us to continue to improve and just really, stay in tune with what we're getting ready to walk into. I mean, it's every opposing stadium is different. You know, every team is different. It's hard to win on the road. So, yeah, I mean, you have to do the little things, and it starts during the course of the week.
Well, as always, best of luck in New Orleans.
Thank you, Lance.
You seem surprised, but best of luck. All right. You've been watching the Mike McCarthy Show. Take care. We'll join you next week.